Both sides, Link called back. They'd need to land the helicopter on the other side of the highway. The guy threw him a salute. Get the kit, Link yelled to Skylar when she popped out of the passenger side. A woman, early 50s, with blood from a cut on her forehead dripping onto her bright blue tank top, walked dazedly toward him. She looked like she'd just come from a yoga class. That was the kicker about this job. It was a constant reminder that life could change on a dime. People never knew when their everyday lives were going to come to an unceremonious halt, when their schedules and to-do lists would be interrupted by something that changed everything. "Ma'am, if you can walk, I need you to move to the side of the road," he said, squeezing her shoulders. "Can you do that?" She nodded slowly. "I got her." A man in a business suit limped toward them. His shirt was covered in whatever he'd been eating at the time of the crash. "Take her over there, as far away as you can get from the smoke. Grab anyone else you can," Link ordered. He didn't wait to see if they did his bidding. There were more people climbing out of mangled metal, broken glass crunching under feet that hadn't intended to walk through disaster today. He reached the rear of the truck, still shouting for everyone to get clear, when the heat hit him head-on. Two cars, a Jeep and the sedan in front of it, were smashed between the 18-wheeler and the center divider. The engine compartment of the Jeep was engulfed in flames.
"Oh my God! Oh my God! He just slammed into us!"
The girl in the Jeep, she couldn't have been more than 20, crawled out of the back, shaking so hard her teeth chattered. "Anyone else with you?" Link asked.
"No, I couldn't stop. It happened so fast. I didn't mean to hit that car."
"Honey, I need you to get to the side of the road," he insisted.
"I should see if they're okay,"
she said, pointing a trembling finger at the sedan.
No one got out."
Skylar jogged up, breathless with excitement. "Take her," Link said. "Shock. Start triaging the others. Keep them out of the hot zone."
"On it,"
she said calmly. She was shaking too, but it was a different kind of physiological reaction. Adrenaline meeting preparation. "Come with me, miss." He debated his approach to the sedan. The cab of the tractor trailer was smashed into the barrier, blocking the access from the front. The fire made rear entry impossible. "Only one way in," he muttered, stripping off his air tank and helmet and dragging on his gloves. He slid under the belly of the low trailer. Fluids bled over the asphalt, puddling and pooling, slipping over his gear. It was a good goddamn mess. The heat was getting worse by the second, and he paused for a second to adjust his hood. His heart beat steadily in his ears as he crawled out from the undercarriage.
"Someone help us!"
Link wedged himself into the space between the sedan's rear door and the trailer. The driver was awake and panicking behind the wheel as the flames from the Jeep were licking at the trunk of the car. There were two bystanders leaning over the concrete barrier, yanking in vain at the driver's side door, but there wasn't enough clearance. "Fuck me," Link muttered. Nothing was ever easy when it came to life and death.
"Help us!"
The woman, tall and dark, was hanging over the barrier, a half dozen expensive bracelets shimmering on her wrists as she pulled on the bent frame of the door. She reminded him of Wonder Woman. The man helping her was 5'0" and couldn't have weighed more than 125. He had a Tweety Bird tie on. Link would put $5 on it being a clip-on. "You okay, buddy?" Link asked the driver, ducking his head into the open window of the back seat. The guy had been enjoying the same windows-down drive only moments before it all went to hell.
"My leg hurts like hell, and I'm stuck, man."
He was a big man whose bushy white mustache was turning pink thanks to a bloody nose from the airbag. Sweat matted his hair.
"We're gonna get you out of here, okay? Just hang in there,"
Link promised. There was a loud pop, and a metal projectile exploded from where the trunk had been.